Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Derek Wallen, who's one of the partners at Country Club Brewing. It's a craft brewery on the south side of Bethlehem on Polk Street. It's on the eastern edge of the South Side's commercial district right off the Greenway. Derek, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah. Derek, I know you're a food entrepreneur, and we had you on the show a little bit ago as Roasted.
Yes.
As part of your role with Roasted there, around half mile to the west. How'd you become involved with Country Club?
Actually, through Roasted. So we do pastry stouts where we adjunct fresh ingredients in. You know, fresh is our whole theme at Roasted. So our staple beer is called Coconuts Falling. We do a base stout and then we adjunct it with a 160 pounds of freshly toasted coconut. And as a home brewer, this came from home brewer. They're about 3 years old now. It's very easy to adjunct a pound or two of coconut. But once you scale up, it definitely takes a lot more time and work.
Yeah. And who are the other partners and what are their backgrounds?
So we have Ivy Cromer, who's associated with Mike Cromer, our head brewer. We have Derek Mangan, Ethan Porter, Ira Godreau, and myself.
Well, it's quite a number of people involved.
There are.
And talk about the collaborative nature of that. I imagine everyone kind of has their input working together to make Country Club come together.
Yeah. You know, it's very hard. It's my first business that has more than one partner. But, you know, as soon as I became partner, I'm like, we need monthly meetings. We need to sit down. We need to organize ourselves and delegate roles so we don't have too many hands in the oven, right?
And your role is coming to WDIY this morning, right?
It is. You know, try and do marketing, PR, help do with the events and stuff like that. We do a lot of charitable events, a lot of golf tournaments, things like that. You know, with a name like Country Club, how can we not?
Right, exactly. And in the description, I gave a little idea of where you're located, but talk a little bit about what that location looks like and the vibe there.
Yes. So it's a brand new facility. Small tap room with a 6.5 barrel oversized brew house. We brew everything on site. And most recently, this past summer, we built an 800 square foot deck on the outside overlooking the Greenway. So great, peaceful, easy green space to come out, enjoy some beers, and see the local beer scene.
And when you said overlooking the Greenway, that's the South Bethlehem Greenway, right? That'll be eventually connected to the Saucon Rail Trail. So a nice little proximity to a footpath or bike path.
Yeah, it's great for biking and running.
Right, and coming to get some refreshment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about beers. I mean, you mentioned one already. How many do you typically have on tap, and what are your flagships?
So we have 12 taps. Some of our flagships are Crispy on the Course, which is a lager. We do a lot of different pastry stouts. With doing them, we rotate. So most recently, we collabed with Lost Tavern and made a s'mores stout. So adjunct with marshmallow, graham cracker, everything that you would want in a s'mores treat.
Nice.
They are higher ABV. We boil them for an extra long period of time. So you get a lot of viscosity, you know, that thick mouthfeel and super good flavors.
So that extra boil boils off some of the water that's in there, right? And kind of concentrates the flavor and
yes.
the little bit of the alcohol. Well, provides more and sugar the alcohol, for the alcohol,
yep,
right?
Correct, yeah. Yes. We have two staple hard seltzers, Blue Paradise and Mango Loco. They are found all over Lehigh Valley, sometimes at F&A Grog House, some of the country clubs around us. And then we have a bunch of IPAs. And we just started doing more Berliners. So on tap right now, you'll see a strawberry banana, dragon fruit one, and pineapple upside down cake.
And for people who aren't beer people, what's a Berliner?
It's a sour. So we don't make it as a traditional sour where it's very tart. So this is heavily fruited. So there's a lot of different breweries locally that started doing this heavily fruited sour, and it's become very popular.
And also you mentioned the s'mores beer that's on tap right now. I know when I've been there in the past, you've had other, what I would call like dessert beers. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of those kind of heavier, more imperial type stouts.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a whole nother level of stouts called pastry stouts. And that's one of our known to fame things. So one of the ones we did, we played on banana split. So we did Thai banana, coconut, and chocolate. And we made like almost a play on banana split. same thing, super decadent and, you know, something different than you're used to in you know, what you think of like a dry Irish stout or something like that.
Right. And those are sippers. What's the alcohol level on those?
They are. I mean, usually 12 to 14%. We always say, you know, with the amount of time that we spend brewing it, we'll never see a stout under 10% from us.
Okay. So at 12 to 14%, that's almost equal to a kind of a hearty wine.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned seltzer also. How's the seltzer part of brewing grown over the years?
It's definitely interesting. You know, I never, and Mike, our head brewer, don't like seltzers, but we said it's a market that we really need to tackle, and we would brew a recipe that we would enjoy as well as others. And I think we really hit the nail on the head. We have tons of different adjuncts such as creamsicle. If you're familiar with transfusions on the golf course, that's a grape-centric grape and ginger ale drink, usually with vodka, but we do it with our seltzer. So we've been able to be very creative. It also opens up another market for people saying, I want to have this flavor profile. And we say, we could do that for you.
Where it might be a little more limiting with beer, right?
Yes.
Where you kind of have either the, you know, the hops or the barley profile.
Correct.
And seltzer kind of provides that kind of clean palate, you know, clean canvas to do something with, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Are there other seasonal beers that Country Club creates that you might see in the spring or the summer or the fall or winter?
Not too much. I mean, we do stouts year-round because we're known for them, even though a lot of times they're more prevalent in the winter. We do a Black Friday where we do a stout tap takeover. So we'll reach out to, you know, other friends locally and beyond, you know, like Other Half and bigger names, or do collabs and things like that to get that 12 tap takeover.
Well, and we're recording this in early October. I would say it's the beginning of stout season.
Absolutely.
So I'll have to try the stout takeover there. It sounds really good. Where does your team find inspiration for the different beers and the different creations?
I would say with pastry stouts, candy bars. One of ours is a take on Nutter Butter called Nutter Your Damn Business, where we literally take Nutter Butters and adjunct it into our beer.
And when you say adjunct, let's kind of break that down. What does that process look like?
Yeah, so we brew the beer. So let's say a stout. We will throw it into our fermenters, ferment it out, and then we'll start adjuncting it. So adjuncting with different flavors, different things like our caramel or marshmallow, and create different flavors like that. Much like you would take a cake and then put in different ingredients to flavor that cake how you wanted it to.
How about food options available at Country Club Brewing?
So at the moment, we don't have a food truck there 24/7. However, we do have local food options such as El Jefe's, The Nest, Social Still, Wing Zone, which are local and you can bring in. When we do have larger events, we usually bring in outside catering such as Jenny Qualley's, Latin with Flavor, and some other local favorites.
So most of what you're mentioning is kind of there on the south side of Bethlehem, and you're there with Roasted as well. I'm kind of curious to your guidance on the south side of Bethlehem as a food and beverage destination. You have international cuisine, I think 4 breweries, if you include Wishful Thinking, and a meadery, a cidery, a distillery. Well, why is that expanded, and what do you think the future holds?
I think just in general, Bethlehem has just grown so vast. More people are influxing due to the casino, Arts Quest, and other vibrancy. You know, the mayor's trying to get more people in. And due to that, we get more options, more restaurants, more different flavors. My wife and I were just at the reopening of Swift, you know, another local higher-end restaurant. So just the vibrancy is so great, both food, beverage. You know, we have Social Still Distillery as well. Franklin Hill has a lot of presence in Bethlehem.
I'm curious as to what you're seeing, your perspective on the kind of gentle decline of the craft beer category nationally, and whether it's affected the beer scene here in the Lehigh Valley and at Country Club. And if so, how have you been responding to that?
Sure. I mean, it definitely has changed. The economy of all alcohol has been on a decline since probably COVID, and now is back on an upswing a little bit. I think you really see the difference between breweries, especially having the passion for it versus just being friends that say, oh, I think a brewery would be a good idea. I think if you have a great product, if you have passion for it, you can get it out, market it. There's a ton of different ways through social networking, friends, et cetera, to gain more traction. I mean, we do a lot of events such as pouring for charity golf tournaments. And I would say probably 80% of people don't know who we are. And then after, they're like, we really want to visit you. We always bring marketing promotions, you know, 10% off coupons, stickers, et cetera, to help get them to come out to the brewery then as well. And then location too. You see, you know, Wishful open their second location. It's by the river. What a great idea. You know, you have Rising River, also a great venue. So kind of taking two things, beer and your location, helps drive business as well.
I think that's one thing I've noticed too, is that, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, it was all about the beer. And now you have trivia nights and live music and other things like that. To what extent are the brewery's event managers as much as they are beer brewers?
100%. I mean, it is more of a marketing position. I think that's also why, especially we have multiple partners in different aspects, such as marketing, not just brewing. Beer is not the same. You know, we used to go out to, let's say, Other Half and wait 2 hours in line. Lines are dead now, which I love. You know, a mix. It was nice hanging out with your friends, you know, drinking, you know, in line and stuff like that. But it's also nice to have it a little bit more attainable.
What do you see happening in the Lehigh Valley over the next maybe 5 years with the craft beer scene? And we've certainly come a long way in the last 5 or 10 years. Do you think we're at a saturation point? Do you think there's more room for people or categories to explore? Or kind of, where do you see things going?
I think there's always more room for businesses. I mean, in Lehigh Valley, greater Lehigh Valley, we have probably 36 breweries now.
Right.
More opening up. And I think more are opening up than closing. So again, if you have a good head on your shoulders with business, marketing, I think if you even have a decent product, you can stay alive in this market.
Exactly. And you mentioned certainly people can get your beer at Country Club, but you also mentioned F&A Grog House and some other places. Where can people find your beer in general?
All over. We have different markets. I mean, we're even down in Philly suburbs at some restaurants down there. Again, it has to do with connections and things like that. You know, one of our partners is from that area, so we get to be in other restaurants that we're friends with. We hope to expand more and get in more golf clubs. I mean, again, Country Club. You know, funny story with Country Club, that is Mike Cromer's fantasy football league. So when they went to say, hey, you need a business name for your brewery, they're like, how about Country Club?
That's a great origin story. So, and we know where people can find your beer. Where can they find you online, website and social?
Social, Country Club Brewing on Instagram, on Facebook, and then other events that we go to, which we post on our social media as well.
Awesome. Derek, thanks for joining us again here at WDIY.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Mike Dravenstah, and this is The Inside Dish.